I don't want another surprise party. Which is just one reason why a few weeks ago when my husband, Carl, called while I was walking our dog, B.B. King, to the dog park and asked what I wanted to do for my birthday this year, I politely said, "Baby, let's try to figure out how to get our second win." At first, Carl high-pitched chuckled like he was a soprano or something, and then he said, "Well, we need a boat." I chuckled right back, even though I was serious as a heart attack. "Don't you worry, Miss Lowe. I've got you covered," he said as he hung up. I knew he didn't really get my drift. What I meant was, since we both had more days behind us than we have ahead of us, how about we try to figure out what more we can do to pump up the volume? It's not that our life is boring. Well, maybe it is, a little. But even though we don't do very many things that generate excitement, I still love him more than my Twizzlers. Carl is a retired contractor who refuses to retire, and after 30 years of all work and no play selling hair and beauty products and two stores too many, I don't exactly qualify as a thrill a minute either. I released B.B. King's leash inside the dog park, but he just stood there shivering, as if he were waiting to be invited to participate in some activity that didn't require him to run or jump. In human years, he and I will soon be the same age. 68. His whiskers and eyebrows are peppered with gray, but unlike me, B.B. doesn't dye his hair. He is our third German Shepherd, and I don't want to think about how long it will be until he doesn't want to or can't hop in the back seat of my Volvo station wagon, which I will drive until, like me, it stops running. I sat on the green metal bench and watched him sniff a friendly chocolate poodle. I realized I was hoping and praying I wasn't going to have to sit through yet another lackluster party where nobody even thinks about dancing until they hear a song you have to be damn near 70 to remember, which I suppose now includes me. And that's if you call doing a cha-cha-cha in flats or espadrilles or two-inch wedges with rubber soles to a beat they all hear differently, dancing? I don't. I watch music videos on YouTube. I find myself rocking my future size 12 hips, swinging and swaying my shoulders and popping my fingers to the likes of Single Ladies or Uptown Funk by that little cutie Bruno Mars until I have to wipe my forehead. I have not forgotten how to dance. In fact, sometimes Carl will sit in his leather recliner, lean way back and just watch me swirl around in my 3-inch heels, which I wear to work every day because I like to appear glamorous. In those moments, I feel pretty and sexy and 40. Carl just nods his head like he's agreeing and pops his fingers until the smile on his luscious lips begins to disappear. Then he might hold up his index finger, suggesting that I give him a minute but don't stop dancing, slowly push himself up to a standing position and limp down the hallway to take one of his little blue pills. Oh hell, here I go again, meandering. I'm just going to have to stop apologizing for it because from what I've learned reading my AARP newsletter, this is only the beginning. Though truth be told, forgetting what I was talking about and going off on tangents isn't completely new to me. Back in my 20s, I smoked a lot of reefer with my friends. We'd all sit in a circle on the floor on giant pillows and have deep conversations about the purpose of life or something having to do with God or how we were going to change the world. But then we'd all stop talking because we were suddenly mesmerized by the lava lamp. Then somebody would realize they were one step away from freaking out and would jump to a standing position in order to snap out of it, and then they'd ask, "What the fuck were we just talking about again?" And since not one of us had a clue, we'd just start passing the joint until the next philosophical inquiry overtook our minds. Thank God I got tired of thinking about things that didn't matter. And realized I liked the way I felt when I wasn't under the influence of anything. And when I didn't like how I felt, it was a hell of a lot easier to figure out how to deal with it when my head was clear. Anyway, now I'm a certified senior citizen and my mind has earned the right to go wherever it wants. So I decided that when I can't remember something, it must not have been that important anyway. But sometimes when I do remember, it feels like an accomplishment. Like right now, I'm remembering last year's dull party. My feelings were hurt because both my twin sister, Odessa, and my one and only daughter, Jalicia, had been no-shows. Now, Odessa is a bitch and proves it on a weekly basis. Like I said, she's my twin, but there are two things about us that make us special. First of all, we were born in different years. I'm December 31st, and she's January 1st. We are technically only half-sisters, even though we're fraternal twins. Apparently, Mom was a hot number back in the day and slept with two different fellas only days apart. This probably explains why we are nothing alike and why we're not as chummy as most twins. Ma didn't bother to tell us this until we were in junior high, but by then, we weren't interested in who our daddies were.